Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. We are a prophecy and teaching ministry that is helmed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And this ministry is a call to true Israel and the end times church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. I am Elvira, the Lord's servant for this work on this field. And I welcome you to a new broadcast of the Fruit Factory. And before we move into today's prophecy, I would like to invite you to visit our website, thefruitfactory.co, where there are more prophecies currently compared to what I have managed to record on broadcast. And that's because the broadcast just takes, it always takes more time because the Holy Spirit interjects and I will always allow him to speak and I need to be publishing it in written form and recording it in audio. So if you want to be up to date with everything that the Lord is saying, you can go to the blog where all of the prophecies are published, and you can also subscribe to the Fruitful Report, which is a weekly report, a weekly newsletter, in which every Tuesday you will receive an email with a recap of everything that was published as prophecies and teachings the week before. So, this is completely free of charge, and there are no spam, there are no random emails. It will just be this one email every Tuesday telling you what was published the week before. And it is the Lord who asked me to set up this infrastructure, this newsletter, because he said that his children must keep up with what he is saying. So, now I'm going to go into the prophecy that I received August 26, 2024. So this is this morning, and Yah is addressing this prophecy specifically to the people of Judah who follow the person called Umar Johnson and who also follow other men like him in the community. And this community pertains particularly to the people, the black population of the United States, those who are called the African American. There are also people who are in the islands, the Caribbean islands, that do keep up and are quite connected with what is going on within the African American community. And if you have If you relate to this man called Umar Johnson, if this is a man that you listen to, this is a man that you pay attention to, then this prophecy is addressed to you. Even if you are in the church but not in Israel, and this is a man who you follow, you must listen to this prophecy. But apart from that, this prophecy is also addressed to all the men of Judah. All the men of Judah, all the men who are in Judah. And Judah of today is found in the black population of the United States, in the different communities and countries and black populations of the Caribbean islands, as well as in the Bantu tribes of Africa and other tribes and other areas of Western and Central Africa. There are also some tribes that are in Eastern and Southern Africa, but those are less smaller in number than the ones of Central and West Africa. There are also expatriates that are in the rest of the world, but that immigrated from Africa to go there. Either they were sent, shipped there, or flown there earlier on in history when there was the slave labor going on in Europe when the people of West and Central Africa were exported to Europe to work as slaves to build their roads and their railways, or those who decided to be expatriated voluntarily for better opportunities for studies and so forth. So this is clearly not those who call themselves Jews. They are not the people that the Lord considers to be Jews. They are the people that the Lord considers to be those who pretend to be Jews but are not, but rather are the synagogue of Satan. You can read more about that in Revelation 2 verse 9 and Revelation 3 verse 9. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He said it out of his own mouth. They pretend to be Jews, but they are not. They have a satanic flag. This cannot be God. They have a witchcraft sign, actually the most powerful witchcraft and occultic sign that is used to cast spells and to summon spirits, demonic spirits. That is what stands at the center of the flag of current Israel. So this cannot be the same Israel that we talk about in the Bible, but rather they have the satanic sign on their flag exactly because they are Satan's children. They are his children. So, with that little context out of the way, because it is important that we know who it is that we are talking to, with that out of the way, Yah wants you to know, you in Judah, he wants you to know that there are very dangerous beings in your midst, and that the men of Judah have to be cautious about what is going on in their leadership right under their noses. So this prophecy is titled Umar Johnson and the False Teachers of Judah. Thus says the Lord. These are the Lord's words. Umar Johnson is a wizard. He is a warlock who practices deep witchcraft, and he bewitches those who listen to him. He is no example of a black man. My sons should come to me to ask me what their manhood is about, says the Lord. You have been infiltrated by Satan himself, Judah. The women you see are not women, but mermaids. The men you see are not men, but hybrids. Judah has the highest concentration of fallen angel seed in the world. Why do you think that is? Umar Johnson kills people. He sodomizes children and drinks human blood. He eats human flesh and cross-dresses as a woman in his spare time. He is both into African witchcraft and the occult. And Umar Johnson is not a human being. He is a hybrid. When these hybrids start feeling more confident and bold in their identity, all of the words I am speaking to you will come to pass. He has no soul. He is of Satan, Satan's seed. You will see it for yourselves. They do not have real emotions. Now, the Lord is talking about hybrids, and he's saying, they do not have real emotions. They only learned how to mimic human emotions. That is why you will notice that they, these hybrids, are often excessive in how they react. Satan knows that Umar Johnson is one of his. obviously. And so does the government. They act as if they are hostile to each other, but it is all a game of smoke and mirrors. He was planted in Judah, the African-American community, to brand himself as this Pan-Africanist to distract Judah from their real final destination, which is Israel, their true home. If you are being overcome by emotions and a longing for Africa, you will not have the time nor the will to look at anything else. As we begin the regathering, many who have been bewitched by this man and his comrades will be deceived and will not believe. He continues his mission right until the end. He will not see Israel, and so will all those who decide to put him above my words. If I am telling you that this is Satan's child, then you understand that he is exactly like his father. Soulless, merciless, and desperately wicked. For all those of you who have been fooled, getting you out of the bewitchment is near impossible because you are following and worshipping Satan himself. He will continue to pretend to be one of you, continue to preach his devilish doctrine of Africa, the motherland, and many in Judah will continue to believe him. This is why the men of Judah must rise up. This is why the men of Judah must rise up. Your children are being eaten by Satan's seed from among you. The ones who damage your communities and kill and steal and destroy, most are them, the hybrids. When they start showing their true colors, you will be shocked at how many they are walking and talking to you every day. These gangs that you see, the rappers who teach you how to die, all the overwhelming amounts of sexual immorality, and your women who act like men and are harlots, it is not for nothing that it is so highly concentrated in your tribe. They are everywhere within your bloodlines, and all of them will continue to keep their perfect cover until the hour of the lawless one arrives, and then you will be terrified. If you think you have sin, violence, and murder in your streets and inside your tents, behold, a time is coming when only the person who is attached to me, the Lord God, will keep their heads on their shoulders. Satan has known that I would bring you back to Israel, and he has been polluting your bloodlines for thousands of years. His children, who are an abomination to me, are a very large percentage among you. It is one of the reasons why I said that only 5% will make it in the end. His children are the false prophets you follow and love, the celebrities you look up to, the great, quote, pro-black, end quote, men and women you call leaders in your tribe. All of this is an abomination to me. None of them will see Israel, and all of them will die. If you are one of the people who follow and support them, then you too will die. The wise among you will begin to pray and seek me about your friends and relatives so that I will reveal to you who exactly is a demon and who is human, because they are infiltrated within the community, not only at the celebrity level. Actually, it is more within the community that they are active. I, the Lord God, have spoken, and so it shall be. Just for context here, hybrids are descendants of the Nephilim. They are forms of the Nephilim. These creatures are mentioned in Genesis 6 and the book of Enoch, and are the seeds of fallen angels having children with human women. These beings are Satan's seed and do not have human souls. They are dangerous, and in this age, easily hide in the human population. Over the thousands of years since Genesis, they had time to interbreed with humans until their DNA shifted such that many of them now look fully human. So you cannot differentiate. When you look at them, you cannot know that this is a hybrid. This is a Nephilim. You cannot know it. They walk like you. They talk like you. They are fertile. They have children like you. These are the ones who will easily have 20 children with 10 different women. They are trying. They usually do their best to spread this seed as much as possible because they want to pollute Judah as much as possible. These men who cannot stop having children. That you're asking yourself, what is your problem? They are hybrid. They are on a mission to spread the satanic seed amongst Judah as much as possible. Dr. Umar Johnson, as he is called, is a hybrid. He has Nephilim blood, satanic blood. And so do a lot of the sons and daughters of Judah. So this is the part of the prophecy that I had received earlier in the day, early this morning. And then later in the day, the Lord gave me another part to add onto this prophecy. Before I read that, the Lord has shown me these people. They look fully human. I've had many dreams about them. They are incredibly, incredibly wicked. There is actually an upcoming prophecy about that, about how these men treat the women of Judah and the coming devastation and death of the women of Judah. You think the women of Judah are dying right now? They're disappearing and whatnot? You haven't seen anything yet. What is coming up will be more than tragic. Because the women of Judah cannot compose themselves. It seems like they cannot just practice sexual conservatism. Let's not even talk about following the statutes of God. That will be too much to ask. And they are so easily fooled by appearance, so easily fooled by money, so easily fooled by the package of what it looks like. And so they have been breeding and giving children to Satan, being the baby mama number 7 and number 8 for some of these men, simply because they are celebrities, simply because they are sportsmen, simply because they are tall and dark and they look good, or they were picked up at the club, or I don't know, you know, futile things like that. They will kill the real seed of God and then go and bear children to Satan. That is the state of Judah today. And the Lord is going to handle this issue head on. So if you do not have the stomach to digest the truth and digest rebuke from God, please, you can go somewhere else. When the regathering will begin, each of us will carry our backpacks and you will just stay back and die in the hands of the Nephilim. So this is what the Lord said next, later in the day. Thus says the Lord, I am speaking to the men of Judah. Your entire leadership will be cut off and perish because they are all satanic agents. The Lord is saying all. They are all satanic agents. I need strong, capable men from among you who can lift the nation of Israel. Other charlatans in your midst are the Louis Farrakhans and the entire clans and sects of the Black Hebrew movement of the United States of America. All your Black nationalists and Pan-Africanist leaders are wizards and in the occult. Even those who you think were for your good were planted by Satan and were high-ranking Freemasons like Martin Luther King, who was part of the Beast System program. Martin Luther King was part of the Beast System program. Barack Obama is not even a human being. He was made in the laboratory, and his supposed wife is a man. Barack Obama is not even a human being. This man was made in the laboratory. This is what the Lord is revealing. Barack Obama was made in a laboratory. I spoke about the vision that the Lord gave me of people being made with this paste where they were stirred into a sort of pot. And then they were like plastic. They were like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's almost like they were bait. That is what the Lord showed me. So Barack Obama is one of these people that were made in some secret place. Not the secret place of a woman's womb. No. Somewhere else in the laboratory, says the Lord. And his wife, so-called, his husband, Michelle Obama, is a man. She's not a woman. She's a male man. Barack Obama is a gay man who is dating a transsexual man or a transsexual woman since she changed sex to be a woman. A transsexual. So, the Lord says, the man, Martin, here he's talking about Martin Luther King. The man, Martin, was sent to prepare America and the world for him, the beast of Revelation 13. And the beast of Revelation 13 is Barack Obama. So Martin Luther King was sent to prepare America and the world for Barack Obama. Martin Luther King was part of the Beast System program, says the Lord. And if you go on the internet right now and you type in Martin Luther King, Freemason, the pictures of him with that apron, all of it is on the internet. You can verify these facts. This is what the Lord says next. He says, the only leader alive that is of me among you, walking according to my instruction and fully submitted to me, is my son, Umar Thibault. Umar Thibault. And so was my son, Stephen Darby. So the Lord is calling out Umar Thibault and Stephen Darby. I believe Stephen Darby has passed away. So that's why he's saying, so was my son. But I think there are, I'm certain that there are teachings, his teachings on YouTube. I've actually watched a few of them just recently, a few days ago. The Lord continues. So can you imagine that in an entire tribe, an entire sub-nation, because Judah and Benjamin were making up the kingdom of Judah in Jerusalem, in Israel, whilst the 10 other brothers were the kingdom of the north. There were two kingdoms. So this is who are supposed to be a kingdom. Yet among the kingdom, there are only two people of whom one has passed away, that the Lord can say, these are my sons who are fully submitted to me. Can you believe this? Isn't this a tragedy? A tragedy. He emphasized on fully submitted to me. Because there may be some who are not part of the beast system or are not plants of Satan, but are not fully submitted to him. And if they are not fully submitted to him, they do not qualify as good leaders. We must learn these things, Judah. And here we're talking about leaders. When he says leaders, I believe he's talking about those people who have ministries, who have platforms that can be recognized, that he, the Lord, recognizes. Then the Lord says, I also believe the Lord is putting it in my spirit right now, that there are others that he's training who he does not want to mention because they are to remain on the low for now until they are ready to come to be brought up. So let's continue the Lord's statement. Thus says the Lord, you have deep-seated leadership issues in Judah. Satan has devoured and destroyed you, my sons. And I need my lions to arise once more. Listen to the words that I have put in my messenger Elvira's mouth to speak. And I will guide you out of the pits of darkness and destruction that you have been living in for centuries now. You must forget any person you admire as a leader among you, apart from the two that I have mentioned in this word. Cancel the rest of them. Detach yourselves from them. Repent of having believed in your lies and turn back to me, my sons. Go back to the source of leadership, the source of power, the source of identity, the one true example of what a lion of the tribe of Judah is like and should be like, your Messiah and your King, my only begotten Son. I sent you to be your blueprint, Jesus Christ. The man who calls himself Yeh, before we go into the Yeh part, he is indeed the King, the Messiah. And please, I invite all of you listening to read the book of Hebrews. When you are done with this prophecy, go in your Bible and read Hebrews. Because Hebrews is a book that was written specifically to the Hebrews, which is us. And that book explains matters that relate to the Messiah, that relate to salvation, that relate to the law, in a way that other books of the Bible, of the New Testament, do not. In a way that other books in the New Testament do not take into account the history that Israel used to have with the law, with Moses, with angels, and so forth. So it is important for you to reread that book and to reread it with fresh eyes after what will be discussed here today, or after the recent prophecies that you've been listening and hearing, or the recent information that the Lord has been giving you about this thing, about our nation, about our regathering. We need to be ready. This is how we get ready. Then the Lord said, the man who calls himself Yea had believed in the Messiah for a moment, but is now in a rapid free fall because he rejected me when he realized that I was not like the demonic spirits he used to serve. That I am the great I am and will never compromise my standards of righteousness, and I am holy. This man is no example, and the men of Judah must wake up. Can you not see? It is right before your eyes, yet you allow yourselves to be indoctrinated into idolatry, occultism, false religions, and profane worship. So before I move on, I believe the Lord is talking here about Kanye West, who now calls himself Ye. And for context, at some point, Kanye came out with gospel albums and did these tours with a choir around the world, singing gospel music around the world. I don't know how long it lasted, but I know that it was a thing at some point. And then it seems like recently, because when the Lord gave his name, I wanted to know, right? So it seems like he has fallen into very complex, awkward things where people are assimilating the eating of human flesh at his birthdays, or very, very disturbing stuff. So if the men of Judah, the people of Judah, cannot see, I believe he also said that he wanted to create his own porn industry. So if we are not able to look at that, if the Lord is saying that it is a problem, if the Lord is calling out Yea among the false teachers, the false leaders, then it means that there are people in Judah who still support this man. When will it be obvious to you? Is it when he will openly eat a child on camera? Because he came very close to doing that, from what I saw, on a woman's body that was simulated in some event. Is it how much we have idolatrous hearts? And do you think that you will see Israel when your heart is full of idols, idols who are not human in part and who are occultist in other ways? And so the Lord continued and said the following. I need my lions of Judah to rise. As long as the heavens are above the earth, I will restore my remnant of elders and leaders in Israel, I will excuse me. I will restore my lions, and the world will watch and see. They will take out notebooks and receive a sound lecture on what true leadership is supposed to look like by watching what I will accomplish on this earth through you. To my church, I call upon you too, my sons. There is a big gap in true leadership in this world. Satan has overtaken the males of this world. But I, the Lord God, will raise from among you a new breed of trained, sanctified, and holy men who will be the examples for all in the world to watch and know that there is a God in Israel. The lions of Israel will rise. I, the Lord Almighty, have spoken, and so it shall surely be. And so, here the Lord is talking to the remaining, he's talking to the men of Judah and the men of the church. He's saying that he will restore the men of Judah, the remnant. So this means that it will be a small amount of people from among the tribe, from among Israel, and coming and taking into account also the church. The Lord is saying that he will work, he will train, he will sanctify, he will work on them himself and raise them up to be examples in the world. In the world that is obsessed now with transgenderism, a world that shames masculinity, shames men as the Lord created them, the Lord is saying, whilst there will be debauchery happening on the left side, in the church and in Israel, there will be a remnant of true leaders. He calls them his lions, true lions who will rise and who will roar, and the earth, the entire earth will hear them roaring. Hallelujah, amen. This is what the Lord is saying. So the last statement from the Lord in this prophecy was, the lions of Israel will rise. I, the Lord Almighty, have spoken, and so it shall surely be. And just to go back to what the Lord said earlier, he talked about Louis Farrakhan. I believe this is the leader of the Nation of Islam, which is also a kind of pro-black movement in the United States. He talked about the Black Hebrew movement. He said the entire clans and sects. So I presume, because I do not follow. So he's saying that there are different portions of this movement, the Black Hebrew movement. You know, you hear Black Hebrew and you know that true Israel is the black population of America. So it is so tempting, right, to give it credibility. But you need to be aware of the fact that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Satan is an expert at twisting things, making things look good on the surface, but they are evil at the bottom when you start digging. The Lord had talked to me about these Black Hebrews in the past. It is in one of the prophecies that I'm going to be publishing, because he wanted me to publish this today. He gave it to me today. Normally, today is Sabbath. I was enjoying my Sabbath. I recorded the one, because I told myself that I will do at least one thing for the Lord today for this ministry. So I recorded the first message in the morning, the two-hour message, prophecy about the return to the land of milk and honey. And then I was getting ready to enjoy my evening, enjoy my Sabbath, enjoy my day. Then the Lord said, we have to record. I want you to record this. I want you to put it out today. So here I am putting it out today because obedience is better than sacrifice. And this is a message that is extremely important for the Lord, for the men of Judah to listen to. And I'm going to read to you some other little notes that I received from the Lord the past 3 days or so. The Lord has been telling me, speak to the men, speak to the men, speak to the men. It is the men. It is them. They are the it is the men who will make this happen. And so, considering that I am not a man, I've been a bit uncomfortable with this. To be completely transparent, I'm going to be completely transparent with you. And I'm going to say that I have been uncomfortable with coming and speaking to the men, as the Lord has been saying. But the Lord gave me a vision. He gave me a vision Saturday morning, 2 days ago, 24th August. It was a vision of a woman. So I arrived at a place. It was like an apartment, and this black woman greeted me, and she looked like she was at home. She had her bonnet on and like loungewear, and then the Lord showed me this woman. I'm trying to recall the entire thing, and I'm actually trying to find it in my notes, but a lot has happened since then, so it is a bit, and I was not expecting to read it out loud in this, so I didn't prepare it in advance. So this woman opens the door to me, right? And I walk into the apartment, and the Lord shows me this woman in the bathroom. And I see this woman go into the bathroom, and she wants to use the toilet. She wants to ease herself. She wants to, she wants to desiccate. And she enters the bathroom, sits on the toilet, except she does not take down her pants, does not take anything down, just sits there and desiccates. Defecate. I've been knowing that I was not using the right word. She wants to defecate, and she does not take down her trousers, does not take down anything. She just goes and sits and defecates, and the feces fills her pants, right? Because she didn't take anything else down, and she does not feel bad about it. She just stands and washes her hands and leaves with the feces in her pants. And then there is a next scene, and I saw a man in the same bathroom who also wanted to go and defecate and ease himself, right? Except this man did not only take down his pants. He took down his pants, took down his boxers, removed his T-shirt. He removed all his clothes. Well, the Lord did not show me his nakedness. He just showed me that this man got naked and went and sat there and defecated intensely. He was purging himself of all the filth. And then this vision stopped, and I was like, Lord, why am I seeing people? What is happening? And the Lord said, what you're watching is how men versus women will react to your work. You need to talk to the men. They are the ones who need to hear this. They are the ones who will then use their position as the leaders, as the heads, to pull out the women from where they are, because the women are in a state right now where they cannot listen to what you're saying. And if they listen to it, even the ones who will want to go and do what needs to be done, it is what will happen is what you've seen. The women, it's like there is a blockage. They are not able to have a certain kind of awareness. A self-awareness is lacking. A capacity to digest the truth and destroy the idols and destroy what they think is reality, what they think are these men that they look up to, that they are in love with. They are not able to do it. So they act as if they have done it, except like the woman that you watch, they sit there and they defecate on themselves and they leave the party with more filth. It is the men who will be reactive. And then the men will lift up their women, because I've created an order. If the men are doing okay, the women will be fine. And the men are under attack. They are under attack in the way that when I will show you the amount of attacks that these men are under, you will be shocked. And especially the men of Judah. All men are under attack everywhere, but the men of Judah are under a specific kind of satanic attack. So he gave me this vision 3 days ago. And then the rest of the day, he kept saying, speak to the men. You need to speak to the men. Train the men. It is the men. In yesterday, same thing. That is all he was saying all day. And I was just like, I am trying to put out these other prophecies that are still waiting. They've already been published on the blog. There are at least 4 prophecies on the blog that are still waiting for me to record them. And the Lord kept insisting, it is the men, it is the men, it is the men. And then this morning, he gave me this prophecy that I am reading to you right now. He gave me the prophecy about another man of Judah, which I will be publishing tomorrow. And he said, this has to go out right away. This has to go out right away. So here I am putting it out today. So there is an attack on the men. And for the last 3 days that the Lord has been insisting, speak to the men, speak to the men. I've just been thinking about it, right? And reflecting on it and meditating on it. And thinking, I'm not a man. Will these men even listen to me? I'm a woman. The Lord said, you are my messenger. Is it you who is talking? I said, no. He said, so? I am the one talking. You are only a voice that I am using. That's it. To them, you are a voice that they hear so that they can hear from me. And that is your role. I want you to speak to the men. We are going to be focusing on the men. So, the Lord wanted me to share that here, right now, so that you will know that moving forward, until he says, okay, we have dealt with the men and we can go another way. Until he does that, until he says that, I am going to be addressing the men. In my prophecies, the way I will read it, the approach it will have, the Lord will be focused on the men of Israel, the men of the church, the men of the world, I guess, because even the ones in Hollywood. And it's when he said that that I realized that aside from Beyonce, every single person he's made me publish in Hollywood have been men. It has been men. And even the ones that I am holding back right now that are not yet at that point where they need to be published. They are men. So the Lord has an intense, currently, he has an intense interest about for the men, for the men of his church, for the men of Israel and the men of the world. And he's saying right now, that is because if the men do not take their place, even the 5% that I am telling you about will not make it. So I hope that you men are listening and that you will share this message, what has been shared here. I do not care what you think about Umar Johnson. I do not care what you think about the Martin Luther King that is supposed to be an idol that has his own day and so forth, but he's a Satanist. For me, as soon as you're not with God, I do not care. I don't. Either you're with God or you're with Satan. Satan. If you're not with God, I don't care. It's really that simple. I am not going to be attached to anything. I am not going to be attached to anyone. I can imagine how that would be shocking to you to hear, or even hurtful, especially if you have grown up being taught to admire this specific man, but he's a Freemason. And those of you in South Africa, Nelson Mandela, same, Freemason. These are not men. These are men that I will never look up to. If you're serving Satan, you have no place in my heart, no place in my psyche, not even in my thoughts. Because you're going to pollute me and defile me, and I cannot afford to be defiled. Especially with this ministry, if I'm speaking the Lord's words, I cannot afford for any defilement in my spirit. I can't. Or else the messages that I'm getting for the Lord from the Lord will be defiled, and I cannot afford that. And none of us in these end times can afford to pollute ourselves. We need to be mature, emotionally, spiritually mature, to be able to receive the truth, to digest it, to absorb it, and to update the database in this mind with that information. So, now I'm going to be reading the banner scripture that the Lord gave me for this prophecy. And he gave me 2 Peter 2. The second letter of Peter, chapter 2, in the New Testament. The prophecy is divided into 3 parts. And the first part is 2 Peter 2, verse 1 to 3. It is written, But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. So in this first part of the banner of scripture, Apostle Peter is prophesying about the things that the Umar Johnsons and the similar false teachers and leaders in Israel will do. And if this is not an immaculate description of what is plaguing Judah, then I don't know what is. He is also telling us about what their fate will be. Swift destruction. Swift. He said swift destruction. He said, but there were false prophets among the people. And then he prophesied, he said, there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies. Destructive heresies, like, for example, those telling you that black blood is superior to white blood, and that white people are half humans and beneath you. Hello? How can someone even sit and believe this stuff? Seriously, this is brainwashing. This is witchcraft. You are under a spell. Isn't this the same thing that white people used to enslave Africans? The same theology? The same belief system? And you, as a believer, you as a Hebrew, don't you know what the word of your God, Yah, says? That Christ died for both Hebrew and Gentile. So how is a Gentile's blood inferior to you? Please help me understand this stuff. Help me understand it. I will never understand it because it just makes no sense. It is this, what exactly what Peter said. Destructive heresies. How destructive is this kind of mindset? You are racist, basically. And there is no place in Israel for racists, no matter if you are Hebrew or not. You could be David's son. And if you're racist, you will not make it to Israel. You are not going to heaven. Forget it. You're not going to be amongst those who will be regarded in this age, right? As the process has begun. So if you've been following the ones who call themselves leaders of certain movements or false religions in Judah, read what the Lord is saying in 2 Peter 2. Go and read it. Listen, read, meditate on it, and go through those words and begin to filter out those people that you have been listening to that qualify. If they qualify with these descriptions that Peter is giving to the Hebrew church, because Peter was called to the Jews, and Paul was called to the Gentiles. If you are listening, you must separate yourselves from such diabolical ideologies. You are living in darkness. You are living in bitterness. Living in anger. Who gives you all of that? You are inheriting that from those false teachers. You must separate yourselves. Cancel them. Stop listening. Stop defending. If you're part of the Nation of Islam, if you're part of the Black Hebrew movement, or I don't know how they call themselves, please, please. Another thing that Peter talks about here, they deny the Lord who bought them. So they deny Jesus Christ. They preach you doctrines that do not center around the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the promised Messiah, and the only way to the Father, Yah. There is no other way to Yah. Jesus is the way, the only way. No man goes to the Father except through me, says the Lord, says the Lord Jesus Christ. If any of them is preaching to you anything else than Jesus Christ is the Messiah, we must believe in him and gain our salvation and repent to the Lord and be reconciled to him and be able to live in holiness and righteousness and be sanctified and consecrated to our Lord Yah through the power of the Holy Spirit alive inside of us. If it doesn't sound that way, please, you need to wake up. you are not going to qualify. Not only are you not going to be regathered, you are also not going to survive what is coming. Because the word says swift destruction. The Lord said himself in this prophecy, they will die. They will die, says the Lord. Another one, they blaspheme the way of the truth. Like those who blaspheme Jesus Christ and tell you that your salvation is by going back to the roots, so-called, and worshiping your ancestors and reconnecting with the ancestors, the motherland. Reconnect. Let me tell you something. I grew up on the motherland, okay? And you want no business with the ancestors. None. It is thick, deep darkness. Thick, deep witchcraft. And you will die. I'm not even kidding. You will die. People die. They go to the shrine. They kill the chicken or whatever. And then they leave the village mad. They return to the town. And a few days later, they are mad. What happened? I thought the ancestors are looking after you. You do not want any business with the ancestral stuff. This thing that witch Beyonce has been telling you. The Oshun, Queen of the Coast, witchcraft. You will end up dead. I'm telling you, don't say that you did not hear it. Don't say that you were not warned. These are things that believers, not even only believers, even non-believers, even people who do not confess Jesus Christ in Africa, they know that this stuff is dangerous. They know it. It is dangerous. Anyways, may he who has ears hear. Then we go to the second part of the banner scripture that says, which is 2 Peter 2, verses 12 to 17. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb monkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Goodness. Wow. This is intense, isn't it? But Peter is cutting no corners. And the Lord chose this word for this prophecy, for you to grasp really the people that you're dealing with, the people that you're listening to. Natural brute beast. These are the people. Let's go through it. Let's go through the descriptions, okay? Natural brute beasts. Didn't the Lord say that? Dr. Umar Johnson is not human. He is not human. So when Peter is saying natural brute beast, he is prophesying. He knows what he's talking about. What did the Lord just say? He eats human flesh. He sodomizes children. He is Satan's seed. What does that mean? When you hear that the Martin Luther Kings were high-ranking Freemasons, do you know how you get into Freemasonry? By sodomy. And when you're high-ranking, you are practicing occultic rituals every day. You are eating people alive. You are drinking urine and you are eating feces. These are the things that these people do. They speak to Satan face to face. So when Apostle Peter is calling them brute, natural, brute beasts, he knows what he's talking about. Made to be caught and destroyed. So their fate is to be caught and destroyed. They speak evil of the things they do not understand. Like those ones who make you call Jesus Christ a white savior. They have no understanding of who this man is. No, none. But they sit and they blaspheme him. And you sit there and you listen to them. Judah, wake up, please. And the Lord said in this prophecy, I am speaking to the men of Judah. Men of Judah, wake up, my brothers. Wake up. They will utterly perish in their own corruption. So it is their own corruption that will kill them. They will receive the wages of unrighteousness. What is unrighteousness? Unrighteousness is sin. So they will receive the wages of sin. And what do we know are the wages of sin? Death. So what is coming for them is death. They live in death. They are natural brute beasts who will receive the wages of their sin, which is death. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you. So they sit and they say, yeah, come my brothers and sisters, pro-black. And I don't know what else they say. We are the Hebrews. I don't know. I don't listen to these people, but I'm just assuming. And the Lord, it's actually the Lord who just, he just said, we are the Hebrews. Like, this is how they talk. Yeah, but you are evil. If you are evil, if you are unrighteous, if you dwell in unrighteousness, it does not matter if you're Hebrew. And the word says, carousing their own deceptions. So they are deceived themselves. And then they impart that deception upon you to defile you. The word says they are spots and blemishes. What do spots and blemishes do? They dirty you. It's like you have a white garment and then spots and blemishes come upon it. You have been defiled. And then it says, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. So they cannot stop sinning. They cannot stop sinning. And this is not a surprise, because the only way someone can stop sinning is if they are devoted to Christ, if they were crucified, if they crucified their flesh. That's how you stop sinning. But if they're telling you that Christ is a white savior, how will they stop sinning? If they themselves are not even human, they are sin. They are the sin themselves. They have the seed of that sin. Eyes full of adultery. So they are adulterous, spiritually adulterous. So they have all of the different demons that they serve. Do you know how many spirits these people worship? In witchcraft, do you know how many? An uncountable amount. They have all kinds of rituals to be worshipping the different gods. And the word says, enticing unstable souls. So if you have fallen in the trap of following these people and actually looking up to them, the Bible calls you an unstable soul. And it is time for you to come back to your stability, to gain back your senses. The word of God will put back some sense in that unstable soul. He will save it. He will detach you from that instability. He will mend the broken soul, and then he will restore you to your wholeness. That is the work that Jesus Christ does. But if you reject him, well, what can I do for you? No one can do anything for you. You will have the exact fate that is spoken about here. Because you are dwelling with unrighteousness. You are feasting with natural brute beasts. So what do you think is your fate? And they have been trained in this. The next sentence says, they have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. Accursed. Do you know what it means to be accursed? It means that there is no way out for you. Like the ones who are not humans. For them, there is no salvation for them. They are unable to be saved. They don't even have human souls. And then for the others who have sold themselves to Satan, accursed means that you are done and gone. It's done. So they have been trained for this. They have been trained to deceive you. They receive training. Can you believe that? They receive training on how to deceive, how to covet, how to plunder you. How many of you ask them for money? How many of them have these things where you have to contribute your money? Oh, it's for the people. Oh, it's for the community. I don't know what. The grassroots. And I don't know the detail, but these are the things that I know that are done by these people. The men's march, says the Lord. The Lord is saying the men's march. The men's march is a great deception, says the Lord. The men's march is a great deception. I don't know what that is. But the men's march, I think it is the Nation of Islam thing. And then the next sentence says, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. So they love it. They love sin. They love death. It's not that. It is not they ended up there haphazardly. No, they love it. They love it. And that's why the last sentence says, they are wells without water. So you look at it. Oh, my brother, you're so deep. What are wells? Deep. Oh, you're so deep, but there is no water in it. There is nothing. It is empty. Empty words that lead to darkness. That is what these men give you. They drain you of your vitality. They drain you of your life. They eat you spiritually. Because you have opened yourself up and you have allowed them to pollute your mind. They teach you versions, you men of Judah. They teach you versions of manhood. My goodness. I know that the Dr. Umar has at least two wives openly. Is that what a man is? Please tell me. Is that what makes you masculine? You've understood nothing. The last sentence says, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever? My goodness. So darkness is not enough. It's not that darkness is reserved for them forever. It is the blackness. So within the darkness, the blackness of that darkness. And not for a time, forever. So if you're following and you're looking up to and you are adulating yourself over men for whom the blackness of darkness forever is reserved, where do you think you are going? What do you think you are learning? And they know this, by the way, because the word says they have been trained. They are not haphazardly placed there. They are planted by Satan. They know exactly what they are doing. And the blackness of darkness forever is what awaits. Yet here you are. You're supposed to be a child of light. Saved by grace through faith. No, you're not going to be that. You're going to be this. You're going to have the same result. You're going to the exact same place that these people are going if you do not repent, if you do not turn away and do what the Lord said. Look, come to me and I will train you. I will teach you to be a lion, says the Lord. I, the Lord, will teach you. Please read this 2 Peter 2 and meditate on it on your own downtime and start asking yourselves, men of Judah, the right questions. And then the last part talks about, it's 2 Peter 2, 18 to 22, that says, when they speak great swelling of words of emptiness, oh my goodness, I know these, like the self-help gurus, swelling words of emptiness. So they speak loudly, but there is no substance. You see, they speak loudly, but there is no substance. It is empty. It's like the deep wells without water. The same. They speak great swelling words of emptiness. There is no substance. There is no life. There is only death in what they speak. They allure through the lusts of the flesh. Prophet Peter was talking. He knew. The Holy Spirit knew. He knew the times that we would be in. They allure through the lusts of the flesh, through lewdness. The ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. Listen. Isn't it what they do? Why do you follow them? Why do you look up to them? Why? Do you know what lewdness means? It means vulgar sexual character or behavior, indecency, obscenity. Is your black Hebrew brother sexually pure, or does he have 5 baby mamas? Hello? They allure through the lust of the flesh. They are speaking to your flesh. They are arousing your flesh. That's what they are talking to. They are not talking to your spirit. No. They manipulate you. They cast spells on you to keep you gripped in the flesh. That is why you can sit and think with your own mind that black blood is superior to white blood. Your mind is not right because you have been allured through the lust of the flesh. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. They cannot give you any freedom. Yes, let return to Africa, Pan-Africanism. It is what I stand for. Unite black brothers, unite black sisters. Yes, we do it for the culture. Yes, yes, yes. We will go back. We will unite. You think that is freedom. We are the Hebrews. We are the Hebrews. The people of the book. Is that freedom? You've been Hebrews this entire time. This entire time we've been Hebrews. We did not begin being Hebrews today. Were we free? Who set us free? Jesus Christ set us. He is the Savior. Nothing else. Not going back to Africa. Not claiming your Hebrew. None of that. So they arouse. They arouse. They allure with great swelling words of emptiness, promises of liberty, whilst they themselves are slaves of corruption. They themselves are under a curse. They are accursed people, and they want to sell you liberty when what they pursue is unrighteousness, the wages of unrighteousness. They love it. They love to do evil. And then they tell you that they can free you. And then they tell you that it is this that is the answer. Lies. They sit there and they say, I studied and I returned. I returned. There are some of them who are in this African, Egyptian, I don't know what. The Lord just said Egyptian mythology, that it was the first religion, that it began in Egypt. And that we have been deceived. Us black people have been deceived. It is all lies, says the Lord. It is all lies, says the Lord. They worship Horus, says the Lord. They have sold this theology to black people. And black people are actually believing in this. Wake up, my people. Wake up, says the Lord. Wake up. There is no one who can save you except the Messiah that I sent. No one else. I made myself into flesh to come down and die for you. How dare you give this credit to Horus? To the sun, to the book of death. And you actually speak the book of death with your mouth. And you're not scared of that. For you, it makes sense for you to be studying the book of death as your own theology for life. Wake up, men of Judah, says the Lord. Wake up, men of Judah, says the Lord. I need my lions to wake up, says the Lord. You are the ones who will destroy these false, fake, demonic leaders. I need strong lions who will roar and people will listen, says the Lord. So, this is where this prophecy ends. I'm going to read the rest of scripture. The Lord interjected there and I allowed him to speak. And I don't really want to add anything to it because I believe that when the Lord speaks, we need to give him his space to speak. He's calling the men of Judah to wake up. Even the men of the church, says the Lord. The men of the church, any man who will choose me as his Lord and Savior, I will train him to be a lion, says the Lord. A lion like this generation has not seen and will never see again, says the Lord. I am looking for willing vessels in my sons that I will take and teach and mold into roaring lions, says the Lord. I, the Lord God, have spoken, and surely, surely, every word I have uttered will come to pass. So this is where I will stop today's broadcast, because the Lord has put the final full stop. So I thank you for tuning in, and I will see you in the next broadcast. Well, we are not seeing each other, but you know what I mean. Yeah, you know what I mean. Okay, goodbye.